Hey, good morning. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. You know, the nature of security is really at the intersection of two points. If you think about it, you've got like what you care about and what the criminals care about. And it's the intersection of that where your action is. So if you're guarding assets, criminals want to get those assets. If you're protecting your IT, the criminals want to get in and use your IT for denial of service. If you've got systems that are online and the criminals want to deploy ransomware, whatever it may be, you got what you're concerned about and you got what the criminals are trying to profit from. It's the intersection. Now, how that intersection plays out is with two separate streams. The first stream is human nature within your environment, how people are working, and of course they're going to take the path of least resistance, and they're going to act out in ways that are to their best interest, or perceived to be in their best interest. And sometimes this can bolster your security. Oftentimes this can weaken your security, so people doing things that open themselves up to risk, clicking on emails, not encrypting the devices, not putting on passcodes on their phone because they don't want to be inconvenienced, those types of things. So you got the path of least resistance, as it were, for your employees. So what you care about and what the people who are interacting with what you care about are actually actively doing. On the other hand, what the criminals want. And likewise, you still have this path of least resistance. Only now it's based on crime. So how easy is it to break into something? How easy is it to monetize something? Criminals obviously only have so many hours in the day, just like the rest of us, and they want to maximize that time and maximize that value. So as we are changing what we're focusing on, or as we are changing the path our employees take, that's shifting the goal, and that of course shifts the behavior of the attacker. The key to security is to find the sweet spot where you, with the minimal amount of effort in either what you're protecting or what your people are doing, can cause a disproportionate cost to what the criminals are going for or what they have to go through to get it. I'll give you an example. Perfect example that we just ran into. This organization does most everything by the web. Who doesn't these days? They have lots of custom-built sites, who doesn't these days, and they're constantly getting attacked. Who isn't? So what they did was, with their firewalls, they set up a very simple, straightforward rule. If you are scanning within a certain number of ports sequentially, within a certain amount of time, and I believe it's 5 ports, 5 minutes, but don't count me on that. Let's say 5 ports, 5 minutes. You scan 5 ports within 5 minutes, you're added to a blacklist, and you're not allowed to scan again for a certain period of time. Let's say 5 hours. So you scan 5 ports within 5 minutes, they detect you by IP address as a criminal, they block your IP address for 5 hours. Very light amount of work on the IT side to put this in place. On the defense side, you're on the criminal side, now to scan that system, automatic scanners are not going to detect that, right? You're automatically going to be scanned, hit that 5-port threshold, get blocked, and the scanner is going to move on to the next IP address. So your most common attack vector, the targets of opportunity, have just now been taken off the map. When doing a penetration test, what we ended up doing was discovering this threshold and way slowing down our attacks, as well as putting in proxies and using different IP addresses and rotating those IP addresses and aggregating all the data on the back end. What would ordinarily be maybe an hour-long scan ended up being a week-long effort to get all this information. Will the determined attacker still do that? Yes, they will. Is that likely? It's too high of a cost, and there's too many targets downstream that are easier pickings. So with very nominal effort, utilizing technology already in place that drastically raised the cost to the attacker without changing the cost or behavior of the defense. And that is security, and that's a perfect example of putting in a control that gives you a high degree of protection, at least against common attacks, with a very low degree of effort.